Let's begin with politics. As your report notes, 36 governorships are at stake in November. Of course, that includes the governor's race here in Florida. Pretty significant.
Well, you have a really crackerjack governor's race going on.
Yes.
There. Not only do you have an incumbent governor whose approval rating sits at just 33%, but you've got a former governor who has switched parties and wants to get back into office.
Right, exactly. So that'll be a closely watched race. But as you point out, casting a national eye at this, how the governor's mansion races shake out across the country and the state legislature contest could have far-reaching implications, yes?
That's exactly true. There are 36 states that are choosing governors in November, and 46 of the legislatures are up for a vote. Now, party control across the country is split. There are 23 states where Republicans control both the governor's office and the legislature, just like Florida. And in 13 states, Democrats control both the governor's office and the legislature right now.
And when you talk about it's a majority of Republican governors that will be defending their seats, and the states across the country have really been sort of a social laboratory for all manner of new legislation. Could 2014 be a watershed year for seeing those types of policies continue, or would we perhaps see some kind of change?
Well, I think we'll see the election be a referendum on the work that has been done by that class of 2010 governors, which includes Governor Scott, of course. There are other members of that class of 2010 who are struggling just as much with their public image as your governor is. In Ohio, for instance, in Wisconsin and Michigan, those are also conservative governors that swept in a lot of change with them. And in many cases, the public is dissatisfied with it. There's one outlier, the governor of Nevada, Brian Sandoval, who has 60% approval ratings.
Interesting. Let's talk about jobs. Your report, the State of the States report from Pew and Stateline, looks at the top 10 and the bottom 10 states in terms of job creation in 2014. Job growth is still sluggish in many states, as you note. Where does Florida rank? Where are the top states, and is Florida one of them?
Florida is in an interesting position. Of course, it hit the very worst point of the recession with 10.7% unemployment, far higher than the national rate at its worst of 10%. But Florida is recovering. Its unemployment rate currently stands at 6.4%, and, of course, nationally the rate is 7%. So Florida is picking up a little bit of steam. Moody's Analytics, a jobs projection firm, says that Florida is in the top five states that will create the most jobs this year.
And, of course, that could play a big role in the governor's race that you just mentioned. Health care, billions of federal dollars are hanging in the balance for the 25 states that have agreed to expand Medicaid to low-income Americans. Florida, of course, is one of the states that is still somewhat on the fence as to whether we're going to take this Medicaid expansion. How do you see that issue affecting the states in 2014?
Well, the states that agreed to take the Medicaid money, that's underway as of January 1st. Now, Florida, of course, is one of the handful of states where Republican governors had a change of heart during 2013 after initially saying they didn't want any part of Obamacare and the Medicaid expansion. So Governor Scott has said he's interested in it. The legislature put its foot down last fall. I guess the question is, will $5 billion be enough incentive for Florida to take up and consider the Medicaid expansion again? What's also on the line is the number of uninsured people in Florida. There's 4.1 million people uninsured in Florida. That's one out of every five Floridians.
Right. And so do you anticipate that as more states begin to pick up the benefits from these federal dollars, that states that have turned the money down will eventually switch and take the money?
I think that's what, of course, the Obama administration is hoping. There have been other entitlement programs in the past, Medicaid and Medicare, where states did not sign on initially, and eventually the dollars on the table were too much to resist, and they signed up. So Florida is one of a handful of states that we're keeping an eye on this year to see what they decide to do.
Another issue the report touches on, State of the States this year, is looking at gay marriage. 17 states now, plus the District of Columbia, now allow same-sex marriage. 32 states, including Florida, still ban it. Utah, of course, that case was just stayed by the Supreme Court. This looks to be a hot issue throughout the year and beyond. Tell us a little bit about what your report found when it comes to gay marriage.
Yes, the dynamic going on with gay marriage is fascinating. Gay marriage supporters, of course, were ecstatic with the Supreme Court ruling last June that struck down the federal DOMA Act, which banned civil unions. And in legislatures last year, there was a sea change, and we now have, as you pointed out, 17 states and D.C. that allow gay marriage. The new dynamic is federal judges that are striking down bans in individual states as unconstitutional, which is exactly what happened in Utah. It's also what happened in New Jersey. In New Jersey's case, the Republican governor, Chris Christie, decided that he would not appeal that judge's ruling. So gay marriage is now legal in New Jersey. In Utah, exactly the opposite happened. Federal judge struck down the ban. About 1,000 couples have been married already, and now the Supreme Court has said, you know, let's wait for a minute and see how this plays out in the appeals court.
Another issue you look at in the State of the States report, this is fascinating. You expect the states to really dig into the weeds of privacy issues, everything from email search warrants to license plate readers, law enforcement, unmanned drones. This is certainly catching a lot of attention. What are some of the things popping up in the report? And anything particular to Florida?
Yes, actually, Florida is one of the 8 states that passed laws last year limiting law enforcement use of drones, and we expect several dozen more states to take up that issue again this year. On the flip side of that coin, there are 9 states that have federal approval right now to experiment with using drones in airspace. As your listeners probably know, there are several companies such as Domino's Pizza and Amazon that are interested in delivering your pizza or your packages via drones in the future.
Right. Won't that be something if and when it comes to pass? And then finally, fiscal uncertainty, you say, plagues many states, pension problems, other costs, federal budget cuts. This is probably the most pressing issue, I would guess, for many states in 2014, correct?
Yes. States cut funding, of course, during the recession, and everyone understood that. But now that things are looking up, especially in some states like Florida, where the fiscal future is looking a little bit brighter, the question will be, will they take some of that extra money in their pocket and use it to restore some of the cuts that were made to education and other programs, or will they sock it away in a rainy day fund?
We'll have to see. But in the meantime, fascinating to speak with you. Sandy Johnson, thanks for joining the show.
Thank you.